My friends, the danger with driving today is that most people know how to drive, but very few of them know how to aim.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever complained? Of course we know that spending today complaining about yesterday won't make tomorrow better, but still, we complain. You know what I complained about last week? Hard butter. That's right. Life is tough, princess, my wife said. Can you believe she would say that? I complained that she said that. We complain about slow drivers and fast drivers. You name it, we complain about it. Ever notice that complaining ruins the day of the guy who has to listen to the complaints? And it ruins the complainer's day, too. There's always something to be bothered by, if you choose to be bothered. That's why I'm so inspired by those who have much to gripe about and still find reasons for joy. Who comes to mind when you think of joy? Joy King was my very first second grade girlfriend. She didn't know about it, but I did. When she moved away, I was heartbroken for about 4 minutes until someone said, "Hey, let's go ride bikes." In high school, one of my first dates with a girl named Ramona took place on bikes. I was cheap, so it fit my budget. After one such ride, we sat overlooking a wheat field, and she told me of the flood that devastated their farm when she was 8. Out in a small boat with her parents and some siblings, she was caught in the current. The boat flipped, and she watched her father drown. We were just 15, but already her life began to inspire me. You know, I wanted to marry her that day. Of course, the police wouldn't let me. We were 15, so I had to wait. In 12th grade, she dropped another bombshell. There was a deadly disease in her family called Huntington's. She had a 50-50 chance of getting it. "I want to marry you," I said. 3 years later, I did. I promised to be faithful in sickness and in health until death separated us. In time, we learned that Ramona didn't have the disease, yet 3 of her siblings did. And frankly, there are few more devastating diseases on the planet. I don't want to candy-coat it at all. This disease has shattered the family. But in the face of it, one word pops out: joy. Nurses were amazed by it. Many found it puzzling. Others were drawn to Jesus by seeing this family face hardship. None of them even knew what kind of impact they had on others. In London, England, a lady was at a train station when an old man stopped her. "Excuse me, ma'am," he said, "but I want to thank you for something." "Thank me?" exclaimed the lady. "Yes. I used to be a ticket collector here, and whenever you went by, you always gave me a cheerful smile and a good morning. And you don't know what a difference it made to me. Rain or shine, it was always the same. And I thought to myself, wonder where she gets her smile from. One cannot always be happy, yet she seems to be. And I knew that their smile must come from inside somehow. Then one morning you comes by and you had a little Bible in your hand. And I says to myself, perhaps that's where she got her smile from. So as I went home that night, I bought a Bible. And I've been reading it and I found Jesus. And now I can smile too. And I want to thank you." That man could not have known that this lady was dealing with extreme hardship in her life, that she had made a decision to choose joy, and that's really the pathway to laugh again. In some of Jesus' last words to his followers before his death, he said this: "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." The Anglican cleric John Stott wrote that the main mark of justified believers is joy. Amen to that. Whatever we are facing today, may that joy be ours, and may it be seen. Let's spread it around. Thanks for listening to Laugh Again today. We'd love to hear from you. See you next time. God bless you.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.